It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, with tens of millions of supporters of the Buy American Made campaign, we have been able to help reverse the historic trend of jobs leaving America for foreign countries to the point where we are now seeing millions of new employment opportunities being created here in the United States of America. In just a few weeks, we will witness another milestone in history, the changing of the decade to 2020. With a lot of hopes and good efforts, we will begin a new decade with even more of America's consumers focused on the mission of the Buy American Made campaign and at least a 50-50 balance of what is sold in America being made in America again. After years of promoting this goal, and with the recent reductions in business taxes and regulations, there are fewer reasons not to be able to see more competitive American-made products available for sale in America's stores and on the internet. For most of us, it's hard to understand how America became the sales point of the world rather than the growing sales point for products made by our fellow Americans. However, we are now seeing that it is possible to restore the Made in America label if we remain focused on the goal to support American-made products, America's businesses, and American workers first. We still have a lot to do to make positive changes continue, and with your help, those positive changes will continue to happen. Thanks for your participation. This is Michael Blihosh. I appreciate hearing from you. My email address is michael@americanworkersradio.com. And every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.